This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Dr. Anthony Fauci says the Delta variant of the coronavirus may be quite dominant, as he puts it, within a month. It now represents 20% of infections in this country. But Dr. Fauci says the vaccines work against it. He's got a warning, though, for those who haven't gotten a COVID shot yet.
Many people just need more information. They've let it go. They haven't paid attention to it. They have to start paying attention to it now, because if they are unvaccinated, they are at risk.
Dr. Anthony Fauci on the Today Show. Police around the nation report they are struggling with more and more violent crime. This afternoon, President Biden will reveal what he's doing to help. Here's our Julie Walker.
Biden will announce a zero-tolerance policy that gives no leeway to gun dealers who fail to comply with federal law. Their license revoked on the first offense. He'll also discuss money from the COVID relief package available to fund police. Administration officials say he hopes cities choose to use some of the money for alternatives to policing as well, and to invest in community policing models. The president has been clear he's opposed to the defund the police movement, but is still trying to boost progressives' efforts to reform policing following a year of mass demonstrations sparked by the police killing of George Floyd. Biden will need Republican support in the Senate for passage of some of his plans. I'm Julie Walker.
A Russian warship fired warning shots and a warplane dropped bombs this morning to force a British destroyer from an area in the Black Sea near Crimea that Russia claims as its territorial waters. Britney Spears is expected to address a judge overseeing the conservatorship that has controlled her money and her affairs since 2008. She'll be in Los Angeles Superior Court. This is AP News. Italy's leader is pitching for tourists to start traveling to Italy from the U.S., Canada, and Japan to boost Italy's tourism business. Here's our Charles de Ledesma.
In a speech to lawmakers, Premier Mario Draghi notes Italy has recently allowed people from those three countries to now come for tourism, previously not allowed during the pandemic. However, tourists must be vaccinated, have certification that they've recovered from the illness, or have a negative COVID-19 test taken within 48 hours of entering Italy. Draghi says Italy wants to allow them to come safely there to help out hoteliers and restaurateurs bounce back after a year and a half of difficulty. Tourism accounts for 13% of Italy's GDP. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Airlines have reported about 3,000 cases of passengers misbehaving this year. Most involved passengers who refused to wear a face mask. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.